year. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Here we go. A-Town, C-Folk, Cut Master Swift, down your soldier. Shout it.
Solutions left foot's on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gon' happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ain't getting hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. To giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken chow. Main, mini, main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't a thing. Why you cuffed and claim the dang? Hey, my main thing got my last name. Y'all
Man, I don't know why you think that part so hype, man. You never get tired of it, do you?
He made Tyler Perry tell. Come on, man. Man, you almost got into it because you almost made me miss.
I almost made you miss.
You wanted the goddamn, you wanted to hit the button and tell the truth.
Yeah, ready to get started, man.
That's Gucci, though. That's Trap God.
Gucci, goo-wop.
That's
guap. Welcome to 100 Proof Radio, y'all. It's GL and Shaq E.
What's up?
Are we on 28?
28. Should be 30, but...
I know, man.
We had a few Easter and all kind of shit going on. You know what I'm saying? My mama still beat my ass. I went out there and hit all her eggs. I'm going to eat some bologna egg and cheese sandwich now. Got mad as fuck.
Yeah, we missed episode 2 weeks ago because me and GL couldn't decide on was Easter about Jesus or Easter Bunny. We had a good old argument about that.
Yeah, and was arguing about what the church on Easter Sunday too.
You said the church is what now?
I said it was arguing about what you should wear on Easter Sunday to church.
Long ass Steve Harvey suit.
Yeah.
Was it high yellow? It looked like a damn highlight marker.
See, yeah, that's what my daddy wore. My daddy blacker than me. My dad, he can't match. I think he colorblind in one eye. he had a pink and yellow Easter suit on with a dark gray hat. I said, Dad, you look like a colorful cigarette that's on fire.
You
get them holes at church now.
Hey, you sound just like him, too. Sound just like your
dad. Get them holes at church. I said, ain't you married? Not today.
Oh, before we get started on the show, man, let me give y'all a good rundown of what our show going to be out. Well, if we get to it, we plan on talking about if you catch your homeboy's girl cheating. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you tell? Do they snitch?
Vice versa for women.
And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? For the women, y'all call in and be like, do you snitch on him? Or do you want him to tell on you? I mean, you know, you ain't going to want it. But, you know what I'm saying? If you tell on you, whatever. What's the most you done for some ass? Like, what crazy shit you done?
Been through just to get the pussy.
Yeah. And keeping your relationship private, whether it's social media or in public, anything like that. 215-383-5878 is the call-in number. Call in anytime from now until we end the show. Just call in. We'll work with you. Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Anything.
Yeah, so what's been going on with you, bro?
Well, the Clippers just lost. I just want to get that out there. They just on the basketball tip. Take 5 seconds. That team suck anyway. I mean, Chris Paul is great. He's a crybaby. But congratulations, Utah. Fuck the Warriors. I'm not rooting for them. Anybody can win except them.
That's crazy. Then that's all that went down with you the last 2 weeks? That's it?
No. I almost got the... See, I tell you, Postman Chronicle.
It's Postman Chronicle.
Okay. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Okay. I'm driving by this woman's house. She's staying a cul-de-sac. Am I saying that right? Cul-de-sac, whatever, in a circle. As black kids say, man, she's staying in a circle.
Right.
Okay. So 3 days in the motherfucking row, she got her mailbox blocked.
Right.
With a car. So she blocking two people's mailbox. So I don't know who at fault. So the first 3 days I get out. Fuck it. I get both of y'all a mail. Okay, so we got these little sticky things you put on people's car if you don't move your shit. Like a flyer.
Right.
Like, so just so happened, man, it rained like Wednesday, one of them days. So I decided, yeah, I did it. I put the shit on there in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
This was when. Thursday, I come back to work. She at the mailbox cussed me the fuck out. Because I guess it got soggy and it fucked up. I guess on Wednesday, you know how you got to get this sticky shit on your windshield to get it off.
Uh-huh.
So she arguing with me off her car.
Right.
So I didn't. Was I wrong for putting her mail on her car? Because her mailbox is still blocked. So now her letters and everything wet. And I got in trouble for it. My boss said, I'm in the wrong. So I think that's fucked up. And she still didn't move her goddamn mailbox. Her car.
Ain't you supposed to, like, put that stuff, you know what I'm saying, return the sender or some shit?
After so many days. But I'd rather just put the shit on and fuck your car up. You know what I'm saying? I want to fuck you fucking up my day, I want to fuck up your day.
Wow. That's crazy.
So, that's how it's been for me. And it's been real fucking hot. It's been real hot. Let me tell you something. You know it's hot. Have you been so hot your nipple sweat?
No, man. I don't know about that. That's new for me.
My nipple, I didn't know nipples could sweat till I started working at the post office. I walk back in the office. I got two rings around my shirt. Look like I'm lactating. Like, what's wrong with you, motherfucker? It's 1,000 degrees out here. This Alabama heat is killing me.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. So we missed 1 week because of Easter. And then the next week out there we missed because Gio was in jail.
I ain't never been in jail. So
oh, so Gio wasn't the one in jail?
No, you was in jail.
Oh, okay. It was me. They locked my black ass up.
And they always say you ain't gangster. I try to tell them
I'm not gangster, man.
Yes, you is.
No, I'm not, man.
Yes, you is. Tell the people how was it when you went to jail?
Rumors of my demise were greatly exaggerated. But basically what happened, man, first of all, I got pulled over because I had expired tag is what happened. That's why I got pulled over.
Gangsta.
You know what I'm saying? I got pulled over for expired tag. So
you gonna tell people how thuggish you is. Keep going.
No, I'm not, man. But anyways, like I said, I got pulled over for expired tag. They, you know, blooped on me on the way to get some fucking Chipotle of all places.
That shit nasty.
Chipotle jumping, man. Get your burrito bowl, you'd be good, man. But anywho, so they blooped on me, pulled me over into the Best Buy parking lot.
They gave you a Best Buy, right?
I know, right? So it was this lady officer or whatever. So, you know, I had insurance, my license straight, just had a fucked up tag. I knew about it, you know what I'm saying? Just the circumstances is why I didn't get one. I ain't gonna get into that. It's just gonna make the story too long if I tell her why I didn't get one, but I knew I didn't have no tag. So anyways, you know, she comes up to me, she's like, you know, you had a expired tag. I didn't lie to say, yeah, I knew I did.
Gangsta.
You know what I'm saying? And she goes, you got a license and your license and your registration? I said, yeah. So I give her my license. And then you know how we are, man. We got, as a black man, you got to be careful. So I knew I had my insurance in my car, but I wasn't 100% sure what was that. It could have been in my glove compartment or in my the back of my seat. You know, most of them got the little cubby thing.
Yeah.
It was either one of them two places. And I wasn't sure because, hell, I ain't had to pull it out in forever. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I've been basically paying for insurance for years for no fucking reason. But anyway, I have insurance just to prove I got it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason. So, anyway, I tell the officer that, you know what I'm saying? And she says, oh, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? I go to the car and find out if you got it or not. And I'm just like, all right, fine. So she takes my license, go back to her car, the squad car or whatever. And, you know, I'm looking for it while she, in her car. So I find it. I find my shit.
Yeah.
So she comes back up. She waited for a minute. It took a while. I said, it shouldn't take that damn long to, you know what I'm saying, bring up my shit, but okay, whatever. So, but what she was doing, she was waiting for another cop to get there, because she's by herself.
Fuck Toya.
Yeah, basically.
I found out what that means.
Well, it took me a while, too, but I didn't know that it's for every situation, I guess. I thought...
Fuck 12 mean, I called my cousin Squirrel on. He said that mean one cop pull you over and two more coming.
I guess something like that. I guess makes sense to me. I can't keep with these young folks today.
Yeah.
But anywho, so she walks to the car, she said, step out of the car, sir. And I said, well, damn, I've been through this before too. They just gonna check and see if I got any drugs, something like that. They gonna let my ass go.
They gave you a cavity.
No cavity, sir.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, man, they wasting my damn time. If you don't just take my damn shit, write my ticket, and let me go about my damn business. So she goes, while she's asking me, you got any drugs or anything, you know, weapons on you? I'm like, nah, man. I'm like,
I'm just like,
I found my insurance, if that's what you're talking about, you know? And then she goes, well, you got a warrant for your arrest. And I'm just like, what? And I was like, so what that mean? You know what I'm saying? What that mean? That mean that my ticket is extra? Double? You know what I'm saying? That mean I need to go to court and see what the hell they talking about on Monday or something?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, she goes, yeah, we're going to have to take you in. I said, take me in where? To the Virginia car, and then you figure some shit out and let me go? So she goes, and she's like, well, then she turned on me. She started talking crazy. I'm awesome. I'm just gonna make this real easy for you. You seem like a nice guy. I'm gonna make it easy for you. You know, I'm not gonna impound your car. Can you call somebody to come get your car? I'm just like, at that point, I'm like, these motherfuckers finna take me to jail for real, huh? So y'all legit finna take me to jail?
Then she said,
nah, she didn't do all that. But
she wanted to.
But anyways, so she ends up, you know, they put the cuffs behind my back. You know what I'm saying? Put me in the back of this car. Man, that car's so fucking hard. Man, because if y'all didn't know, I ain't never been in no damn police car before. So, hell, I didn't know them damn seats was damn hard like that.
You should have just called some of my friends.
Yeah,
95%
of them. Yeah, most of our friends. Man, we about the last two standing who ain't been in.
I'm the last
one. That ain't the last one standing.
Let me knock on wood. I'm not trying to get in that motherfucker like y'all.
So... believe it or not, that was the hardest part when they put me in the back of the seat. And she's in there. I'm in the back talking like, I mean, like, I found my insurance and I don't know what warrant you're talking about. She wouldn't tell me what it was. She just said, you got a warrant. Do you know about any warrant? I said, no. I don't know what kind of warrant you're talking about. So anyways, she ends up, you know, closing the door on my ass. And, you know, I was in there fucking uncomfortable as hell. And my phone started ringing. She cleared motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? Because I was talking to somebody on the phone when I got blues. I said, they done pulled my ass over.
Thanks.
And I said, I'll hit you back. And then them motherfuckers calling me back. And she cleared the person on my phone out. Took my phone. Because she took my phone. Cleared it out. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there telling them, I was like, hey, I found my insurance. I mean, I'm starting. I wasn't even panicking because I'm like in denial. I'm like, these motherfuckers ain't gonna take me to jail. There ain't no way. So, I'm like, I got my insurance. I'm trying to think of anything I can tell them to
yeah.
let my ass go. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, so anyways, I kid you not, man. You're going to think I'm joking, GL. She put in a fucking CD. And the song she played when we was driving off, locked up, don't let me out. That damn, the Akon. She started playing that damn song. I said, you asshole. I said, I know your ass ain't play that damn song. I didn't say that because I'm already like, tripping it. I was like, when they playing that, I was like, they taking me to jail for real. And then I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even ate yet.
So you didn't get the
No, man, I ain't make it to them Chipotle. So after that song went off, the next song was the Nelly song. If you want to take a ride with me in the band and the band. I said, she's your asshole for that.
She's trying to lock you on.
So after that, she said to me, it's like, I'll make it easy for you. I'm just going to write you a ticket for no insurance or whatever. And I said, but I have my insurance. And she says, don't fight me on this. I'm writing for no insurance. That way you can just go to court and get it cleared out if you show them you got insurance. So I'm just like, okay, all right, fine. So I end up, they take my black ass to the damn precinct. And of course, they ain't telling me too much of anything or whatever. They just let me call my people. Saying, I call my people. And, gosh, I know the story getting a little long, so I'm going to try to wrap it up. So the short ver- the try to wrap the story up is basically, man, you know, I'm sitting there waiting. And as soon as I get there, they telling me, hey, you know what I'm saying? You can, you know, you're going to be getting out of here real quick or whatever. So, you know, don't even worry about getting used to being here. So I'm there like, I kid you not, within 6 hours, they didn't put me in the damn jumpsuit. You know what I'm saying? I done been there long enough.
So you took a shower with somebody?
Nah, I ain't take no shower with nobody. So anyways, they end up putting me in a jumpsuit. I was there long enough to eat dinner, or what they call dinner. They gave me cold-ass carrots, cold-ass green beans, and some kind of damn, I don't know, some fucking Spam or something. Some Spam.
Some made-up meat.
I don't know, some mystery meat. And they gave me some light bread with powdered sugar on it.
Wasn't supposed to be dessert?
I guess so. Yeah, we should have asked Low Key ass.
Yeah.
I seen him there. I seen him. He's I ain't gonna say what he's doing. I was waiting for him to call in and clown me, so I ain't gonna say nothing about it. I knew he seen me in there, so I knew he was gonna say something about it.
He ain't up selling drugs, probably. Ain't no fucking telling with him.
But yeah, man, so yeah, you know, my people that came to get me out of jail, I come there and they was like, oh, they had you for a felony warrant. I said, ain't no damn felony. Ain't no damn felony warrant. So they ended up getting me they thought I was somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they cleared that charge or whatever. They gave me the damn ticket. They made me pay the ticket so I can get out. So basically it was mistaken identity is why they gave me my warrant. So it really wasn't hard to get out, and they cleared my record the next day when I went to court. But it wasn't, I mean, it was more inconvenient than anything.
Yeah, so that's, long story short, that's the reason why we ain't had no show. Shaquille was in jail, eating food with inmates, in a jumpsuit, taking showers, dropping the soap, picking it up. I gotta clown you, man. You never been in jail.
I'm sorry this story was so long, and I cut out a lot because I realized how long it was getting. I'm sorry, y'all. I know y'all attention span of a damn squirrel. So anybody who really wants... You know what I'm saying? Anybody want to know the story, hell, y'all can find me. I know where to find me. I tell you, instead of just assuming shit.
What did they beat you?
Shout out to the people who called and asked what happened, and I just assumed shit because my mugshot was so fucked up. But who has a good mugshot anyway? Hell, some of y'all license look the same way.
Yeah, my license fucked up. Y'all see my passport. My passport picture so fucked up. I look like fucking Samoa Joe.
So anybody who want to know what happened, I'll call and tell you, or you can call and hell, instead of just assuming some shit. Somebody, you know, funny thing on there, on my damn mugshot, I said I got pulled off for speeding.
It did. It
but
did.
What happened is they really looked out for me because they wanted me to pay the money as quick as possible to get out.
Yeah.
So if they would roll me down for no insurance, that ticket cost more.
Yeah.
So they basically wrote me for the cheapest ticket they had.
Mm-hmm.
So my shit don't even match what it says.
So she just politely fucked you. She gave you some Vaseline.
But that's why my shit say speeding, because they just gave me that. I wasn't fucking speeding. I got pulled over at basically red light.
I thought that shit. I
wasn't no fucking speed.
When
man.
I looked at it, I thought it said you had some codeine, fade to appear.
No, I ain't. All that shit ain't even real. They just gave me, I don't know why they gave me that shit. It was some crazy shit right there. But
as long as they don't say a side of it.
Nah, no side of me.
He going to jail side of my son.
So I'm trying to think. Yeah, people just ask me what happened instead of assuming shit. People passing around my damn mugshot, ain't nobody calling and check on my ass. You know what I'm saying? You quick to tell somebody about my mugshot picture, but ain't nobody calling to see if my ass is all right.
Man, you get to join TJ, J-Rock, all y'all. Put all y'all niggas in the same cell. At least y'all know each other.
All right, Jill, man. I'm sorry this story so long, y'all, but some people want to know. I at least tell my part. Hell, today was Panoply, Jill.
What?
Panoply.
Man.
Right, you should know it's Panoply because it's raining.
You know what? This is probably 20 years in a row, ain't it?
Panoply, make things about Black Arts Festival that we ain't going to have this year.
Yeah.
Big Screen Jam, the white folks ain't got theirs no more.
They took Big Screen Jam?
Big Screen Jam been gone about 5 years, too.
Man, they still got Big Screen Jam.
No, they don't.
Well, why all them white people be downtown for?
Shit, I don't know what they be doing.
They call it something else. They call it Country Jam.
Man, I don't know what it is. It ain't Big Screen Jam.
I'm surprised they got rid of it. That's crazy. Hey.
Yeah, what's your memories of Panoply, man? What's your memories?
Funnel cakes.
Funnel cake.
I mean, because I ain't never... Hey, I ain't never go to Panoply for real.
You went to Black Arts Fest for that, didn't you?
Hell yeah, I'm going to Black Arts Fest. Think about it, it'd have been in 2 months it's been coming. That's what Black Arts Festival, man, it just that was just one of them places where, bro, you can get some pussy. It's all kind of women out there that night.
Yeah, it's all night long, too.
All night long.
All night.
You can't drive up and down Jordan Line. You might as well go park and check your teeth and watch.
What do these kids do nowadays? I miss Black Arts Festival. That's
I don't know.
Fun.
I don't know what they do.
Any artist that got one hit wonder, they'll be at Black Arts Festival.
They going to be there.
So if you got one hit and you kind of knew, you'll be there.
You there.
So when T.I. on his first hit, he was there. When Ludacris on his first hit, he was
David
there.
David Banner.
All them people. If you got one song out, who got one song that's pretty straight right now?
Kodak, now he in jail. Did you see Kodak in jail?
No, I don't even know who that is, man.
Oh, television, motherfucking winning, whatever his name is.
But, I miss Pamply, man. You know what song was stuck in my head the other day, man?
What?
The damn Future song, Percocet. Molly Percocet.
That's a good beat.
That shit was stuck in my head all day. But what I don't know is he talking about selling them or doing them?
He talking about doing them.
I was like, cause you know, I don't claim to know everything, especially when the young folks shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell if he's talking about doing them or selling them.
He's talking about doing them.
Somebody call in, somebody young who listened to that shit, call and tell us what he's talking about doing or selling them.
Hey, that's great. I
know he ain't talking about doing them.
Yeah.
I mean, and if he was, maybe he doing both.
He might do. He might.
I guess he don't know who Biggie is, do he? Ten Crack Commandments. Never get high on your own supply.
That's for broke people. He ain't broke, so he can get high on here. He got somebody personally bringing him here. Some kind of little freak anyway, probably.
Oh, man. Yeah, what else been going on, man? We've been gone 2 weeks. Been a lot of shit going on.
You see Lala and Carmelo breaking up.
Yeah, man. Lala and Carmelo breaking up. I need some more stuff. Lala and Carmelo breaking up. He's got... got a stripper pregnant or something, right?
Well, and her homegirl said she's not a stripper. She's just graduated from Chicago.
An exotic dancer?
No, I think she. I mean, but if you Lala or they say he's trying to get his wife back. So what would you if you had to tell Carmelo or something? What would you say? Would you be like, man, go on, just leave your family what advice?
First
would you
of
tell?
All, you don't get married until you're done with that shit. Don't get married till you're done, man.
Well, what if you never get done, but you want to be married?
What if you shouldn't be married then?
Why?
Cause you a millionaire. Why you want to get married anyway? Yeah. If it ain't gonna benefit you, he make more money than Lala.
Oh yeah, a lot more.
Not too many people make more money than athletes.
Yeah.
So I mean, why would you ever want to do that? Just have babies all over the place and don't get married. You can take care of.
So Lil Boosie doing it the right way.
I don't know what the situation is.
He got 10 kids by like 8 different women.
Yeah, if he can't care of kids, then why not?
Well,
I mean, if he being a pappy to all of them, then
yeah,
why not?
That's what he said. He said he ain't getting married, though.
But, I don't know. I mean, I personally would. I probably wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
So right now, you had all that money. You ain't getting married.
No, absolutely not.
You just gonna keep whatever. You
supposed to. Well, I'm strapping up anyways. You know what I'm saying? But... You know what I'm saying? I mean, why? That's stupid.
What?
You know, just to have somebody to have, when you get married, all you're doing is agreeing to be a team. You know what I'm saying? And if I make all the money, I am the team. I don't want nobody to co-sign my decision. You know what I'm saying? If I make the damn money like that.
Well, she makes her own money too. Enough.
Yeah, but you still got to run it by your partner, what you do. You can't just, I don't care how much money you got. You can't, some of that shit, especially when you're married, both y'all names got to be signed on shit.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? Even if you got money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Speaking of marriage, Janet Jackson, her shit just ended too.
Yeah.
That happened 2 weeks ago. If I ain't mistaken, she had to be married, 5 years or something?
Exactly, to get the money.
So, she was married 5 years and 2 months?
2 months.
And that shit was a coincidence?
And she get a $500 million?
$500 million.
I'll stay married too.
5 years and 2 months. I think she looked at the clock and said, I think I've had about enough.
He couldn't do nothing no more. He couldn't answer nothing. So he come home, you could be nothing. Hell no. You get your own food. She started talking to him reckless. Everything. Took the baby and everything. She got the baby and everything.
I think, from what I understand, the reason why she actually quit because she was forcing her to be Muslim or whatever, and she didn't want to do all that shit.
So you didn't know he was Muslim?
Yeah, she knew a lot of shit, but that's a lot of money. He a billionaire. That's more than Michael money.
Yeah.
Michael had money too, but not billionaire money. If he was one. This dude's like five billion.
Yeah.
Or some shit like
she
that.
She get like $500 million though. That's a lot of money, ain't
it? And she wasn't even with him shooting in the gym.
Yeah. Like, so I think it's fucked up. But see, if it was fucked up, that goes back to the Mary J. Blige situation. So if a man do it and he wants some money, he wrong. See, she doing it to him, and shit being
said. Ain't shit been said. Nothing.
Ain't right.
No, I tell you, I mean, I'm keeping these topics moving because I talked too long on the damn jail story. But next thing is, speaking of money, the dude got dragged out the plane. They whooped his ass. When you talk about that?
Yeah, they beat his ass up. They beat his ass. Why they couldn't beat me up when I got on the plane? I was hoping. I sitting there thinking about, I was like, I wish they would have Rodney King me. And they wouldn't do it.
He was hollering like motherfucker. They beat his ass for real.
They beat him up for real. So, can they, that's my first, can they do that? They won't say even how much.
From what I understand, they offered him to, because I know everybody heard the story already, but if you hadn't, basically, everybody's heard this story. I ain't got to go over that. Everybody has
known. Hey, what you mean?
Everybody. I mean, I'm not talking about what happened with him. You know what I'm saying? Dude got beat up. He went on the airline, and the flight was overbooked. They had to put some crew members on there, and they was offering vouchers for the people at random to people get off or whatever.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to take it. I guess he had to get home. So they upped it up a couple times, you know what I'm saying, and was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We ain't offering you shit else. Get the fuck off. And he didn't want to go. So they basically dragged his ass, threw his ass against the damn other seat, broke his nose, knocked his damn tooth out.
I wonder why him, though.
Well, they did at random, but I don't know why they picked him personally. It's supposed to be random.
They ain't gonna fuck with, they ain't fucking no niggas, dragging no nigga off no plane.
So they drug him off. The first thing I thought is he's gonna get paid.
Yeah.
So he settled. They settled on it last week sometime. I don't know how much it was for.
They won't pay the money.
But they settled. I really wonder how much he got paid. I know it's gotta be some million.
If he settled for anything less than 3 or 2, he lost.
They beat his ass though, didn't they?
Yeah. They gave me $2 million. I wouldn't even win.
So what made their job that serious? They need to whoop this man off the plane. I mean, you. So now they out of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
When they could have just gave this man they could have gave him $1,000. And because everybody got their price.
Yeah.
To get off that damn plane.
I do.
How much would they have had to give you to get the fuck off that plane, GL?
They could have told me. They could have said some shit like,
I would have got off. Go ahead, Jill.
They could have told me, man, we're going to give you next 10 flights free.
I would have got off for 5 next flights free.
Me too. That's what I'm saying.
5 free flights, I'm getting the fuck off.
I'm going to get off. Because I know it's another plane coming. With
right, you're going to be late. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I call your wife, your girl, whoever it may be, like, hey, you know, such and such plane happened, but they paid for my hotel room. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And they gave me 5.
They gave me 5. They ain't got you no damn money.
Yeah.
You just fucking vouchers.
Yeah.
So that cost them probably $3 to $5 million.
Yeah.
When they could have just gave this man blah, blah. And now they looking stupid on TV. Okay, I mean, on the news. Because, you know, everything go viral quick as fuck.
Sure do.
You know, people quick is like, well, you know, people still going to fly because some people don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I had a choice, I wouldn't go through them.
Mm-mm. That's a lie. If I had a choice, I'm going.
Right.
I hope you beat my ass. I smack the students and everything. What's up, bitch? Come on.
So, moving on from that, we lost somebody, man. Charlie Murphy died.
Yeah, man. I was in my mail truck, sad.
What's your favorite Charlie Murphy memory, man?
Everybody know it's got to be Darkness.
Darkness. Brother Darkness.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just talking about from Dave Chappelle.
The
pancakes episode, game.
That was good. That was good as
that's
hell,
my favorite.
I think my favorite thing about Charlie Murphy is just how he talks.
Yeah.
And tell story. Like, he can tell you a story that may not even be that good, but the way he talks sounds funny. You know what I'm saying? He's like, said he's a habitual line stepper. I can't sound like him, but his the way his voice sounds when he tells a story is just funny as hell.
Man, The Dave Chappelle one had to be. If
you
ain't
telling you to a duel, I tell you to a duel. Somebody, even when that was fashionable, mm-hmm. if you slap somebody had to die.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if I had a favorite moment for sure, but man, Charlie Murphy was pretty good, man.
My heart go out to Eddie Murphy. I can only imagine losing your damn. This is Big Bro.
Yeah.
I thought
they say one about them games. Say whoop your ass.
You know what they say?
Yeah, say whoop your ass. Say whoop folks' ass for Eddie all the damn time.
Look at my brother. He come.
Yeah, he come for you.
He kind of like Quincy.
Yeah,
I know he's running my brother. Quincy, he just beat my ass. Like, Quincy coming out the house.
He's coming.
My brother coming. He running
like that dude off Get Out.
Oh yeah.
That I finally seen.
Yeah. My time, you seen it?
I know, man.
That shit on DVD now, eh?
Hey, my shit, it's been on Fire Stick for them 3 months already.
Hey, clear. Probably clear copy too. One.
probably so. Last thing on current events. Or whatever, before we get to these topics. Dude got killed on Facebook. We ain't had a chance to talk about that. The old man got killed on Facebook.
You talking about the Facebook man,
yeah.
The murderer man.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Was the pussy that good that you got to kill somebody?
I know some people pussy that they'll tell on their homeboy or do some anything to get it.
So, this dude basically killed somebody because, were they married?
No, it's his girlfriend.
His girlfriend and
or baby mama slash whatever.
And he they split up. And he goes, well, they were the dude that she shot, was he related?
No, it was just a random,
just a random
he
dude.
He said he killed 13 people though. Did you know that?
That's what he said. So on Facebook Live, this man killed somebody, just went to old man, had nothing to do with it, man. He gonna burn in hell for that shit.
Yeah, I think so.
And I hate that it was a black dude, because black folks don't normally do shit like that. But he might look bad on that one, bro.
He did. He get dunked the other day. He in hell right now.
I know, right? We're about to get to these topics. Call in 215-383-5878. And speaking of doing crazy shit because of pussy and all that, yeah, man. What's the most you ever done for some ass, man? You hate on people for?
No, I ain't never hated on nobody. As the show went on, like you said, I'm going to tell you something. The craziest thing I've done for some ass? It's paid a motherfucking rent.
Double rent.
I pay my rent and hers.
And it was just for the ass.
What else for?
That's all you got out of it.
That's all I got out of it. I ain't getting no damn nothing. I ain't even married a bitch.
You know what I'm saying? People got crazy stories of some shit they did for ass, man. You got people hate, lying. Oh, I got a story I'm going to tell. I'm going to write this down because I'm going to forget. People that hate on you, I'm going to tell you that story in a minute. I got homeboys jumped out of second story windows, after, you know what I'm saying, trying not to get caught. The pussy, you know, somebody come home, because you know we was a little younger then, so you stick it in somebody's mom and daddy house.
I can tell you, well, that's a whole nother story, but I messed around with this one girl and her fucking boyfriend came home, and I had to step on the balcony.
You had to step on the balcony?
Yeah, I ain't jump off that motherfucker, but he was outside. I know you know. Too many cars out here. Good thing I was already finished getting sucked up. I'm like, he mad.
I know. We're going to tell some stories on this one, but I really hope my girl, guy, what's girls, man? Y'all tell us what y'all done to get some dick before. What y'all done?
They ain't going to tell you that.
What? Just don't tell the name.
They ain't going to tell you that.
Say it with your friend. Say you got this homegirl. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, people, hey, I'll tell you, I got, man, crazy stories, man. I know, one dude, he waited till, all right, I don't know. Yeah, give me a story before I get into mine, man. Tell one more, because I got so many stories, man.
Man, no, the only story, like I said, I messed around this girl that stayed at Council Court. You know what Council Court is, don't you? They knocked it down. It's where fucking, what's the name of the shit?
I don't know.
Public sitting there. You eat there all the time. Cajun steamer.
Okay,
that's Council's Court. So, y'all people don't know. That's in the project. I fuck around with this bitch out there, right? It was, you know, I was a little bit after high school day, whatever it might be. I took her mom and them sleep in the front room, her room in the back. I took her whole goddamn air conditioner unit out the window. Got in the water just to get some of that pussy. And couldn't get the bitch back in. So after I fucked her, I left it on the ground. So she mad at me. To this day, that's a true story. So you know what I'm saying? Like, so we took the whole air. I want some ass bad. Think about it. You want some ass bad to take a whole fucking window unit out just to get some pussy. And couldn't get it back in. So, I don't know what happened to her. But I hope she didn't get her ass up behind it. But that's about the most crazy thing I've done.
So, people, and you lying, Jill, not crazy, but you know, you, people drive crazy distances for pussy,
well,
too.
I done drove to North Carolina for some head.
How many hours is that? How long did you drive for some head?
Well, shit, from here to North Carolina, 7 hours.
Hey, somebody in our chat just said, girls don't do anything extra for sex. All they do is be pretty and get naked. And you damn sure said it then.
Yeah, you're right. That's
you're right.
That,
so ain't no girls gonna call them on
that.
No,
that's
true.
They
don't have to do anything. All they gotta do is be there. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to promise nothing. All they gotta do is show up. They call them and say, I guess this ain't their topic for them. They just gonna hear us because they don't have to do anything.
They don't have to do shit.
You right about
nothing.
So
ugly bitches ain't got to do nothing.
Not at all, man. I remember this one time, and I'm just gonna tell some crazy shit I done. But ain't none of the fellas gonna call in and say, because I done some crazy shit my damn self, man. And some shit that happened to me, and some shit that I done. I don't even know how I drive a lot, but sometimes. And it was one first night action. She went to her house. And I kid you not, man, this chick did a line of coke in front of me, and that's what I wanted. I was like, damn, I done took a crack whore to the damn house. I still fucked. I was like, what? Gotta do what I gotta do.
It's all about you didn't throw the crack, then he stopped.
No, I didn't do it. I watched her do it.
And she hit a line.
She got naked. She went over to a, just like damn Tony Montana, a damn mirror on a damn table. And she had a whole damn line, rolled up a dollar and everything, and that's what I wanted some. I was like, nah, man.
What? See, I ain't seen that's gnarly. I ain't never hit no crackhead.
She wasn't ugly.
Yeah,
she just snorted powder.
I know. I'm just saying, hell, you're still a crackhead. Regardless if you find crackhead, look at Whitney Houston.
What else crazy I've done, man? Well, I remember this one time I was, like I said, it's crazy shit you done or tried to do to get ass.
Yeah.
I remember this one time I was with this girl that was a drinker. And we was hanging out one time, and for whatever reason, I guess she got liver made of fucking iron or some shit. And she said, all right, you know, she already told me she was gonna fuck me or whatever. She was like, let me get a little bit more of my system so I can be real nasty to you.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just like, shit, drink away.
Yeah.
So we drinking shot for shot. And I swear to God, I passed out. I passed out, man. I woke up, this motherfucker, she still got all her clothes on, and I got all my clothes on. And, you know, I got work this morning and everything. I'm mad.
So you pissed.
I'm pissed. I got a hangover, ain't get no ass, no nothing.
That's a bad feeling.
It's a bad feeling. I was like, so she drunk my ass under the table.
That hurt. That, like I said, that's the longest thing I know in North Carolina with my cousin Squirt, just to get some head from a chick down there. That's back in my MySpace days. And I drove the blue bean down there.
There's two things that I didn't done, whatever, but it's two things that happened that I didn't seen done or whatever. This one girl, it was my lady at the time or whatever, and we went out together to this club or whatever. Actually, we went to Focus one time. Focus stays open late for some reason. Late in there, well. So we was there and we was chopping it up, and this dude walked up, and I guess he knew her like that. And he you know, he probably didn't know that me and her were together. So he came up and spoke. He's like he said something about you know, trying to hang out with her or whatever after the you know, after the club was over. And she told him, she said, nah, I'm with my man or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You need to go on somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I said, bro, yeah, that's me. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was the end of it. So he's like, oh yeah, my bad, man, my bad. So he leave. Well, I thought he left. So for whatever reason, you know, say at this point, it's probably about 11 p.m. or
yeah.
So. And for whatever reason, Focus stay open late, and we was there, drunk, just talking shit to the owners for some reason that day.
Yeah.
And we there. I kid you not. It was 5 a.m. We should have been went home.
Yeah.
Club was closed. Everything. It's five people left in the whole building.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, we walked outside, me and my old girl together, and his ass is in the car waiting. He's sitting there waiting.
Just waiting.
Waiting. He pulled up to us to look and see me and see her, and then drive off. this nigga waited. I guess he's gonna wait on her all night.
I ain't
who does that?
I don't know.
Just for potentially get some ass. You trying to catch somebody drunk outside the club?
I got some homeboy that's the king of.
Woo!
I done seen TJ spend a night in the cop. That nigga waiting at the bowling alley.
Dude. This nigga at the bowling alley? Hey, this dude waited. He waited all night to try to catch somebody drunk outside the club. I said, come on, man. If I had a gun, I would have shot the damn car up. But this is for being disrespectful.
Man, I told you. Hey, I ain't put my boy on blast, but you should be listening. TJ is the king of waiting on that shit. TJ will fuck. It don't matter if it's cold or not. I seen TJ outside waiting on a bitch with a rain jacket on. It was something.
You lying, man.
Man, during the blackout. Remember when it blacked out, TJ still waiting to fuck off girl. Like, damn, she can't even take no shower. TJ, it don't matter. It don't matter.
I got some more stories, but we'll save it for next time, man. Let's move on to the next one, man. GL. Y'all don't need that number again, do y'all? Because it's kind of quiet today. 215-383-5878. We about to talk about if you catch your homeboy's girl cheating, what you do.
Tell them this number. 215-383-5878. If you catch, what you do if you see your homeboy or homegirl, rather, vice versa, men and women.
And girls can call in on this.
Girls can call in on this. If you seen that person cheating, do you tell? Like, do you see, if you seen their spouse or girlfriend cheating with somebody else, do you tell
it? Is it your business?
Is it your business to tell it?
So, Gio, you tell me that it depends on how close y'all are.
I think so.
So, if you at the store and you see your homeboy's girl booed up with another dude that you don't know, you call right then and there. Do you let them know that you seen them? Because 9 times out of 10, they're going to know y'all friends.
Yeah.
Do you let them know that you seen them, like, look them in their eye and be, you know, you may not tell them, but just let you know that they seen you.
That's what I do. I'm going to walk up to you and be like, what's up? I'm going to say what's up to, because obviously I would know your girl. I ain't
right.
saying you, but
right.
you know
I
what I'm saying?
Mean.
Like, I would know your girl. So, yeah, I'm going to come speak to you. Hey, what's up, Woop the Woop? What's up, Keisha? You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to speak to you just to let you know that I see your ass. You get what I'm saying? So, it just all depends on if I got about 5 close friends that I consider, like, close.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If it's somebody I ain't that fucking cool with, you know, just because I talk to you don't mean I'm your homeboy.
Right.
If it's just somebody I talk to, I don't give a fuck if it's Charles, girl. You know what I'm saying? Ain't my business to tell you. Now, if it's you, TJ, J-Rock, I don't even know about J-Rock no more because his ass don't even call the show. I ain't telling you shit. You ain't want to call in the show, I ain't calling your ass now. You get what I'm saying, though? Well, I'm just fucking with you. But anyway, because if you see some shit, it's like, and it depends on that person, because sometimes you can tell your homeboy, and they still not going to do nothing.
That's true.
So do you still tell them?
So now you got beef or whatever.
With the guy that she was cheating with, and you got beef with his old lady. It's going to be weird to go without him.
And he ain't leaving no way.
So,
answer this question. Do you want somebody to tell you? Do you want to be told?
I want to be told, because the difference is, I'm going to leave my bitch. So tell me. You get what I'm saying? Like, if it's one of them people that not going to leave that bitch, don't say nothing. Because he gonna make an excuse for it anyway.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? He ain't going to, especially when, because you got some homeboys that's in that much love, you tell them anyway, they don't believe you know it.
Right.
No, man, Nathan, she was there. All right,
I think I would want to know. But you got to realize, sometimes somebody could be telling you just to break you up.
But it got to be your boy, you know, your boy.
We got somebody I want to speak on. What's your name and where you from? Welcome, caller. What's your name? Where you from?
I'm calling from Alabama.
Hey, how you doing? What you got to speak on today for us?
The topic where you said, where you're asking if you should tell your homeboy or homegirl if they're cheating. If their person is cheating?
Yeah. What'd you do?
I think it depends. It's a little different for females to me than it is for men, because females are always going to tell their homegirl, and whether or not she leaves him or not, the female's still going to be there to back her up and tell her that he ain't shit all the time anyway. Males, I think it's a little different because once a male tells you that your girlfriend is cheating, you got to leave her because you look like a sucker if you don't.
I see that. See, if I'm running across this situation, me personally, I'm just going to be like, depends on how cool I'm with the dude, I'm going to be on some shit like, I'm going to go to her and be like, if you don't give me no pussy, I'm telling them anyway. So you better fuck me too then, or it's going to be a double whammy. And he ain't going to believe you because I seen you. You know what I'm saying? That might work out. I'm going to start doing that. You better give me some head or something. I'm telling.
I think you should tell your friend if their significant other is cheating.
Okay, so if you get, all right, so answer this question. If you get, I guess, caught, and you lock eyes with the homeboy, do you panic? Do you go tell your man yourself, or what?
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, I'm going to talk to the homeboy.
You do what now?
I would go talk to the homeboy.
So you play it off. You try to just go ahead and make up something.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him and let him know it's not what he think it is.
So you're going to do some damage control. So then you go tell your real man. You tell your real man, like, oh, I seen such and such. You know what I'm saying? And I had to let him know real quick.
And I just stole my cousin. You know Ray Ray. But he probably don't know old dude anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Or do you just sit there and hold your breath and be like, I hope you don't say nothing?
It depends on how my relationship is. Because if it's somebody who I don't really like anyway, I wouldn't care either way. But if I needed to, then I probably would go with what you said and say, yeah, I saw your friend day while I was talking to my cousin up there at the gas station or whatever. Yeah.
Women ain't shit. Y'all know too much of the game.
All right. Anything else? Go.
No, that's it.
All right, thanks for calling in. It's important.
All right,
one thing I'll call is for giving a girl's point of view on that. That stuff that happens quite frequently.
Yeah.
I got friends that broke up with, or we broke up or whatever, 10 years. Report to me about what they're doing.
For real?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm assuming they're going to tell on me too, but I know what there is to tell. We got someone want to speak on it. All right, caller, what's your name? Where you from?
Yo, this is Jason Behan. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Jay?
What's going on, man? I don't see you, man. I'm just hearing you. I'm glad you made it out of the big house with your booty hole intact.
Hey, somebody, I'm signing hard times papers for a small fee.
Hey, man, you gotta do what you gotta do, bro.
Anybody bring me hard times papers? Crazy ass face on there, I sign it for you.
Hey, at my job, man, somebody, because
you know they had the rumors of what happened. And they don't want to believe what it said on the damn page because my mugshot's so bad. If I was on fucking meth or some damn drugs, it would have said it on there, motherfucker. That shit say fucking seated. So people telling me it just don't sound right.
What do you mean it don't sound right? You see, just shot what you should have done. You told them motherfuckers, I was in a high speed chase for them niggas. Fuck Twitter. You should have made yourself sound like the gangster that you is. You know what I'm saying? Because you a gangster now. You know what I'm saying? You ready for the pen. You ready for the pen?
Nah, man.
What's up with you, though, Jay? Yo. Man, my bad.
What you got to speak on, man?
Oh, no, man. Yeah, man, it's cool. It's cool. It's, man, I was just hitting y'all up, man. Did y'all get the number of the girl that just called? Because she ain't shit. I love her. My type of bitch. Tell her to call me. I'm gonna post my number on in the comment section. You call me. We're gonna be ain't shit together. Not a damn thing.
Hey, she running game, man.
And I love her. That's how she fall in love with right now. Somebody ain't pull out on her. She got my 89 baby.
All right, Jack.
But yeah,
That's how you fuck, bro.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, but I was just calling in, man. Yo. Oh, y'all breaking up. Hello? Oh, yeah. Oh, y'all breaking up. What's that now? Oh, man, I'm broke all the way up. I'm about to call y'all back.
Jay got that Core Wireless phone. I need to get rid of that shit.
Core Wireless. damn, Nextel Church. He's
right down. Kick one.
Oh, man. I got a real pill.
You hang up right there. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. So women ain't shit.
Oh, they say they can barely hear it. Say it's staticky. It's on. It's I got a few people saying that they can't hear it because it's staticky.
I don't know. Do we need to end it?
No, just keep it going, man. We ain't got that much left ways, and we'll just keep. We just chop it up on this. I don't know. So y'all call. Can't hear.
Is it Blog Talk? Or what? I don't know. Sorry for the inconvenience. Shit happens sometimes.
Let's probably cut the show a little short,
yeah,
then,
yeah.
If they can't hear it. So I don't know. Do you? Because we could have asked them that, the caller that. Do you? Whenever they come, when they bring it to you, and be like, hey.
When they bring it to you.
Can y'all hear us now? When they bring it to you that your girl was cheating, do you tell the girl you know who told you?
But well, in that situation, Shaki, it really don't matter because you probably the only nigga that's seen. You get what I'm saying? Like, so they kind of gonna know. Is you, but at the same time, what you told me, hell, his girlfriend can't goddamn whoop your ass anyway, so it don't really matter.
Yeah. Oh, apparently they can hear us now. Thank you for letting me know. Thanks for letting us know that y'all can hear us now.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I know it throws us off a little bit. We got technical difficulties, but can you say it again, GL man? Because I was just rapping with the people trying to find out if they can hear us.
No, what I'm saying is once you. It don't really matter, because if I see your bitch cheating, you can tell I told you, because like you said, you just say I was done. Like, she can whoop my ass anyway.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So like, and 9 times out of 10, she gonna know that.
So so she's gonna have to look at your friend funny for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and hopefully if I caught her doing something, I ain't gonna tell you until I caught her doing shit. I think you should leave.
And here goes what we talked about years ago. Me and you talk about. I tell you, you already know off her head.
Yeah. I got
what somebody told me. I just seen it myself.
I see, because
he brings some booty up. Many of relationships broke up off he said shit.
Yep. She don't even, fucking. You see some shit that don't look right.
No, man.
Ain't see about that?
No.
Big fat ass. Got another call.
All right, Carl, go ahead and speak up. What's your name? Where you from?
This is your boy Low Key, man. What's up?
Low Key. Wow. Low Key. Where you at right now, Low Key? Let's ask you that. Where you at? You out?
Man, I'm at the house. I'm at the house. You know how I do. Man, I saw your boy down there. Man, I saw you down there, Sharp G.
Nah, you see me? I see you, Low Key. I try to say what's up, please.
I saw you, motherfucker. Hey, He came through there pimping. I was like, look, he happy to be in jail for the first time. Look at that nigga.
Ernest Price.
And I know he really wasn't pimping. Motherfucker ass was so.
You know.
How your ass feel, know, Mr. Jones? How your ass feel?
When I was in there, man, where I said, but I ain't gonna bother him. He's sitting between the dude leg and his head break.
I was like,
nah, that wasn't me. That was you. That was you getting that nigga grease in your scalp, man. You let that nigga grease your scalp. Oh, nah. That not low key. You was scared of the motherfucker down there.
When it was this time, man,
low key. I can't hear you, nigga. Pay your phone bill. Y'all nigga need to pay y'all phone bill down there, man. I can't hear shit y'all saying. Pay your phone bill.
Y'all.
I don't know what's wrong with the service, man.
You hear?
Hell no, y'all still on the jail phone, man. Y'all can't bring no jail phone down. Now they nigga running the radio station from jail.
I guess it's messing up some, but I don't know. We gonna probably have to cut this one short then. I guess that's too many problems.
Yeah.
Hey, low key, I appreciate you calling in, bro.
I'm gonna get on you next week, man.
All right. Oh, low key. Yeah, I seen him there, and he had all the the commentary. I said, what'd you do to get on damn pack of noodles? Yeah, you did. I know you weren't whooping nobody. Low key, 5'7".
He'll see.
He I don't know what he did.
This is the most call we've had in a while on the show, motherfucker.
I know, right? All right, I guess we're gonna end this one because we had a difficulty today, man. I was enjoying doing this show too, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all supporters, man. If y'all can hear us out there, go ahead and share our page on your page.
When we send it to you, y'all send it to somebody. Share it, tweet it, do something with it.
Anybody who checked on me when I was I make it seem like I was locked up for a long time. It was a couple hours.
But it felt like eternity.
It did, man. It felt like a long-ass time. It was probably about 6 hours.
But what'd you say when they hand you the suit? You said,
oh, yeah, because they've been telling me the whole time I'm about to get out. And then they brought me the suit. I was like, I don't want this. I don't need this.
I got my regular clothes.
I don't need this on. They brought me the food. I was like, man, let me out, bro.
What'd you say the black dude said? He came in and said, I ain't doing this today.
The worst thing to me is when the worst thing other than being in the back
is the cavity search.
No, I didn't do no. I ain't had no cavity search.
That's what
they
told me you get when you go to jail.
Well, I ain't had no cavity search, man.
Oh, that's the pen.
That's probably the pen.
Oh, okay.
But is that they had a TV in the waiting area, and I was missing LeBron James play. They made me watch golf. I was mad.
Oh man.
I was like, I'm missing NBA playoffs for this bullshit. Oh man, I appreciate y'all listening today, man. I'm sorry we had some difficulties.
If you
or whatever
can hear us.
So anybody
tune in next week for sure.
Yeah, tune in next week. We out.
Escobar season has returned. It's been a long time. No turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Dylan.